To discuss this more, I'm joined from Baltimore by Lawrence Freeman, political commentator. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Freeman, on several occasions we've seen Turkey trying to convince NATO and at times verbally coerce NATO into helping it wage a war against Syria. Just how much do you think NATO will get involved, considering that the NATO chief Rasmussen is speaking of a political solution to the unrest?
The situation right now is extremely dangerous. And we have to realize that the Turkish government, or at least part of the Turkish government, whether they know it or not, are actually pushing the world closer to war, which could be world war. Now, the fact that Turkey brought down, forced down a Syrian plane from Russia is very dangerous. And you saw that the foreign minister, Lavrov, spoke out very clearly against this, and there was an emergency meeting called by Putin to discuss this. So while it is said publicly by certain NATO officials not to get involved, it is absolutely certain that somebody in the West, probably people associated with the British royal family or with President Obama, are pushing Turkey in the direction that will lead to a war with Russia and China. And this is something Executive Intelligence Review, the magazine I work for, we are following very closely and consider very, very dangerous.
Indeed. And so, at the end of the day, what does Turkey gain from a war with Syria, do you think?
Well, I don't think they really gain anything from the war, because, in fact, if there is a war on the local level, you could see all kinds of new divisions take place, including the formation of a new Kurdistan. On a larger level, as I say, if you go to war, then all the countries there and around the rest of the world are going to be involved in it. So somewhere, somebody's either putting pressure or manipulating the Turks to believe that they can have a greater Turkish empire or greater Turkish regional control, and they're manipulating people in the highest levels of the government. And I say I would definitely look in the direction of the British and President Obama, because I don't think anyone else would have that much influence on Turkey. But really, they're on a suicide course for themselves, and they're creating an extraordinarily dangerous situation for the rest of the world.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we'll leave it there. Many thanks to Lawrence Freeman, political commentator from Baltimore. Thanks for your time there, sir.